Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, I'll get my hates for the week out early. Yeah, my hate, it's Red, hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 171. I'm joined by the ever reliable, on time, gives so much to Red News, Nathan. And where's Nick?
It's late.
Oh,
again.
He's hungover, isn't he?
As always.
Should be here, said he'd be here. My day started at 4:40. Now that's a bit cruel. Hate of the week one, minor, is Nathan's moaning about the Red News attire, which has never been. I've always been a Roy Cropper bag man.
Yes.
They're shit, aren't they? So I'm not paying 50p for a piece of plastic that's bag for life that lasts about 5 seconds. So now I try and get wet the cheeks. My second
the ones
hate
that,
of the week,
the ones that I had to use the other night were literally like big condoms. What were they? The Co-op or something? I don't know what they were. They were horrible green. Really thin, like they were.
I could
disgusting.
Make a joke now, but as I said, that I've retired as an old man from being sexual because that's just wrong.
Good.
Yeah. My big hate of the week, I've just had it walking from the tram, Old Trafford, is pavement hoggers. I might have mentioned this before, but you know, like, so the pavement from Old Trafford walking up Warwick Road is quite substantial, could fit 4 or 5 people easy. It's pavement. How are you doing? Good to see you again, mate. It's pavement hoggers, like, there's 2 people and they make it. They use the whole length to make it impossible for you to get past. And getting past is like a mountain. It's escapade. Just give right away on a pavement. Right, so like there is a buzz about.
Lane.
There's
there
a buzz
a
about on the
lane.
Train. There's a buzz about. There's chins up. And it made me think you put bad times out of your head, like COVID, and the bad times here when we were coming, going, what we'll get stuffed today. So it's great seeing a buzz about. The chins are up. And there's confidence, and that worries me a little bit. But then again, I thought, we're United. We should have a bit of cocker than all confidence back. So I am worried. If they score first and early, I'm worried. But let's see if Fortress Old Trafford is actually a thing now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Bring it on. And I'm, you know, so I'm not dissing the buzz. I'm just...
No, but you've got to go,
I'm excited and nervous in equal measure.
Like we've...
Hello, Nathan.
Hello. Like we said the other night, like... We can't have possibly gone into this any better, could we? Like, you know, like we say, we've, the games that we've had have been against, you know, like, you'd expect to win, but in the past we've not had a run of like that. And, you know, if we can't go into it, not confident, but, like, you know, like, with chins held up and ready to go for it, then if you can't do that now, then when you ever
going to
do it?
We'll see how we're progressing. I still think that there's bumps away. And I'm not... If we get staffed, then... You know, but I hope that we're not reverting, and I don't think we will. That utter shambles of about 18 months ago, they're going to win through. I was amazed at their result, and football never ceases to amazed. So they are gettable, and I think we're better, but we're not as good as people think we are yet.
No.
But they're definitely gettable.
I think they're a lot more gettable this season than...
Well,
than
losing Southampton, even with their reserves, is...
Well, because Stones is out, isn't he? So that's a big miss for them, I think. Stones is... really good, but I think Delotte's not. I think they do miss him, and like I've obviously got a couple of City mates at work, and they say that they do. They've got that Akanji who come in, but I think they are gutted that he's not going to be playing.
Well, and we're not bringing Wan-Bissaka in, who's on a downer. You know, like Delo's injured, old shit.
Right.
Wan-Bissaka's played 3 or 4. Sorry, Donny, like. Catch the man a break. I know he's not United standard, but I feel like gutted. Like,
I feel sorry for him just purely because he would have been gone by now. He would have got the move, wouldn't he? So
I feel gutted for. My missus said, and this is true. I know all too well my failings. I'll list them for you all one day. She said, "Oh, I listened to a podcast the other day, the first one. You know, we've only done it since 2013." She said, "God, you all interrupt each other, but you're the fucking worst." And I thought, thanks for that critique. So if you spoke to me during the week, I might not be so eager to just speak to everyone for so long. But I do get that. I know the faults of it.
I've got a hate of the week.
Go on.
And I've noticed it over the last couple of games, because obviously I've just been here on my own and it's been wet. I hate that new mobile phones now, if they're damp or anything, you just can't use them.
Well, this is my...
You just cannot use a phone. Like, the amount of gobbledygook that you end up sending because it starts typing itself because the phone's wet just pisses me off.
Well, I couldn't open it. I got so wet, and it was terrible, wasn't it? You didn't do the after pod.
Yeah.
It was bad. And
yeah, it was horrible.
And you stayed the course. And it's like, my phone got so wet, I actually thought, please let it open for the picture to use, because if I get locked out of Charlton this wet, I will literally just sink to my knees and think, life can't. We've got lots more. We're going to do a good one after, hopefully, and hopefully everyone's buzzing. But I just thought it was nice on the tram. There's a buzz about we're united. Let's bring it on. Let's see. And let's... Wouldn't it be lovely to just keep it going?
Yeah, 100%. Like I say, we've not been in a better situation in a long time going into a game like this. So if you can't have your chin up and go for it, then...
Prediction?
I don't know. I think...
Who's he going to play? Do you agree with Mike Garnaccio instead of Anthony? Just have someone having a go?
Maybe, yeah.
Rodrigo for Leeds a good player? He looked like a United
I'm gutted that Weghorst isn't available. Just, I had visions. I was just imagining him coming off the bench and scoring a winner.
No, I wasn't. Like, and I trust...
No, I know. Team, I know
but
I
what
know,
I'm saying
yeah.
is you've got to analyse a player and think, is he United? And I'm a bit tired. Well, I'm very tired of the signing 30-year-old strikers. But, you know, bring it on. And if he does well. But I'm just a little bit...
But like I said, the other night, it was either him or who else. No, we weren't going to get.
And I totally. So I'm not.
All the other 30 pluses were on proper deals.
And I'll tell you what, I'm not including them in a Cavani or Zlatan category. But the amount, you know, I thought, were they up for it? Zlatan and Cavani both were. Yeah. Were they good enough? They were even better than good enough. So maybe this all. I'm just this one. I'm a bit. But.
Well, I was saying this to my mate the other day. He's a Blackburn fan, so he was reveling in the fact that we've signed a Burnley cast off. But I said to him, I was like, would you have that scepticism if we'd have done this signing straight from Wolfsburg and he'd not had that little interim Burnley bit?
Yeah.
Would you have the same doubts? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I wouldn't have seen him because I like shithouses. I watched him and I just thought he was. It nearly came off, but I don't know why. I had not totally different players and style, but it had Bertels like a nearly man. Like I don't know. I'm being told
we're going back over it scored, again. Yeah, I'd have loved it if he was available
prediction,
today.
I'm going. You know what? A great score, but not today. But I love a 2-2 in a football game sometimes because they can be cracking. Just got a feeling.
Well,
2-2. I don't want a 2-2.
Would you take a draw? You'd take a draw.
No, I'd take a win. Thank you.
Oh yeah.
No,
well, all right. Okay.
I'd take a
I'll see what
dry
I could
weather.
Do.
When are we next going to have dry weather?
Oh, I don't know. But
all right. Go on.
2-1. We'll win 2-1.
Okay. Then all right. Next we speak.
Yes.
Happiness.
We'll see.
All right. Cheers, mate.
Goodbye.
Right, I'm joined by, your name is?
Morrison Czaplinski.
From?
Chicago.
And is this your first time to Old Trafford?
First time at Old Trafford.
What do you think then?
I love it. Dream come true, I've been a fan since 2002.
Right, and what did you think, how early did you get to the ground? It's about 10:30 now, isn't it?
Got here at 10.
Have you had a look round?
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh, I'm delaying you, sorry.
Yes, sir.
What are you most looking, the ground itself, inside, the game?
I've never been so. No. I'm just excited.
When did you get here?
Around now.
Right, perfect. But when did you land in?
Oh, I have a study abroad in London, so
right,
I just got here from London.
Oh, so a few more games ahead then?
I think so.
Right, and the score?
4-0 United.
Right, okay, good luck. Enjoy
Thank
it.
Thank you, sir.
Enjoy it. Right, and hello, Nick. You can have a quick. What time did you get here in the end?
Don't know, whatever time it is now, pretty much.
And you were blaming the tram service, but instead of the prepare to fail to prepare with Roy Keane mantra. It was a hangover, wasn't it?
I'm just hungover, 6 pints. I've had 6 hours sleep. That's more of a concern.
We're not usually like this. I'm not a hard taskmaster, am I?
Sometimes. Sometimes. Peer pressure in a WhatsApp group.
Well, maybe. I think a fanzine should be held at an acceptable height and not sloppiness. Yeah. Right. Right, so how's yours then about today?
I'm looking forward to it. I think we'll draw. I don't think we're going to beat them because I still think they are better than us, aren't they? But it's an acid test. I'm just intrigued to see, do we worry about what they do or do we make them worry about what we do? And what I mean by that is when I sit here on Tuesday on here was, do we play Anthony on that right-hand side? Do we play Bruno on there to then try and compact the midfield? Without getting too much football talk, I'm quite excited by today. I really am.
Fred's
I think we've got
play,
a chance.
I
think so, yeah. I'd play Bruno on the right now. I've had a bit
you?
Of a thought about it. Yeah, would you?
Would,
I mean,
would
we're not
you?
Seeing the teams out for another
but
40 minutes.
But Bruno on the right is more snarling.
But I think it's good, though, because out of possession, he's going to get overrun in that midfield, isn't he? Let's be honest. And I've had a bit of a think about it. And
I can't wait to see Casemiro in a game like this.
Yes.
To see him. I'll tell you what, I love Ten Hag yesterday when his attributes and he listed, you know, balance, composure, and he went pointing. And I thought, but like,
fucking hell, Chris Smalling would be great in this team. And that's all he ever
Pereira,
did.
McTominay, his pointing goes. I mean, Kieran Richardson and fucking Lingard would have got an ace in pointing. But I thought, that's. But it's interesting, like, because I read the BBC about Rashford and how you know, like 0.1% all the work he's been working on, the eye coordination. And it's, you know, I'm not sure, I'm not, you're looking at me, I'm not saying.
Rightly so, I'm looking at you on behalf
like
of everybody
practice pointing in training.
That's where we're at now. I'll tell you what, it just shows
we're
you that
so
we've been really doing
we're
the basics,
top of the
haven't
pointing
we?
League.
Well, that's great. It's fine.
Rumours Varane's got a knock. What do you make about that?
Is it?
Yeah, that's a rumour.
Oh, dear me. Well, that'd be a
but
concern.
But it could be.
I'd like to reevaluate my prediction from a draw to a loss now. Then,
you know, they're still looking at us in the rain, not giving us a above roll or anything.
Well, that makes me less confident than if he's not right there.
Have we got anything else to add? What are we going to do? What I say?
Not before. I think we kind of said most of it on Tuesday, didn't we? But
have you got a hate of the week?
Got a, well, fucking standing on the tram, to be honest. It's going to continually be my hate of the week, any form of public transport in this country.
Okay. Right.
Look at that. Up the Reds. We said it on Tuesday, didn't we?
We've said it all.
I hope Reds did. No, you got me worried about that.
I think we're going in early, which is a good sign. It's not like that slopped, slappy arse. You know, going in late, dreading it. Right, okay, we better finish.
Okay, yeah. Up the Reds. I'm going to go 1-1.
I went to all.
Did you?
Yeah, okay. See you, everyone.
You put that on.
Just a quick extra, we're joined by Derek Gardner-Digger. We have to, you get so many of these right, and I think your last two correct. What's the score today?
2-1, Rashford and Shaw.
Right.
And they get an own goal. We're not going to let that fella from Wedding, Haaland, score.
Okay, that sounds good. Prediction?
1-0.
Us?
Yeah, 1-0 to United, yeah.
Who scores?
Rashford.
2-1 to United. I think we'll win today. City are in for it, and it'll be Rashford, and I think somebody like Eriksen will score the second.
Right. Okay, I like that. Right,
this is my grandson.
Oh, please do it. Right. Your granddad's a legend. Enjoy, and I hope you're right.
I'm halfway through another poem.
Perfect.
I'll be finishing.
We've got one in
week.
The next mag, haven't we?
Cheers, mate.
See you later. Circumstances, we'd the tram back would be bouncing. The magnitude of that win is that everyone, I'm not saying flat, but was digesting mentally the significance. So I cannot express the balloon for that first goal and the winner, and whether it's a fiddle, even better if it's fucking. I've seen it quickly since, but if Rashford had look, for once I'm literally speechless, but I have not celebrated. Shane said it felt emotional, like it just there, that is it. That if anyone says to you, why do you do what you do, why do we all do this, you'd go, today's day, around the 82nd or 84th minute, that for 30 seconds, that whole 10 minute period is best I've had at Old Trafford in years and years. And yes, we're part of a process, and yes, there's mishaps, but we've got a growing confidence. Shane Singh have been tested, resilience. We came back, we showed strength to hold on. The first half, we edged it. I thought we'd obviously then we were getting done by them, but what did we do? We fucking came back. But fuck the intricacies. Henry Winter will waffle about those. Pure I am David Attenborough going, look at these people in their thousands going absolutely apeshit for that. I mean, like, and I had Eddie next to me, yeah, but it's fucking primal. It was a thing of such beauty. And seeing, we've all met up with everyone, we've all cheered, we've all gone bonkers. Nathan's got a line that he's got a spitter going, well, well done on 29% possession, and Nathan's replied, well, what about 66.66% of the goals?
Nice one for stealing that line off of me.
But
at least he gave you credit for it.
No, but I would say, like, they were just, like, I don't, you know, to hold our own, I would have said, even if we'd have lost, I was going to weigh up in my mind, yeah, it's about learning and it's about setbacks and it's not a reality check. And I had doubts when the team was made and Malassia was outstanding. Wan-Bissaka, how has he come into it? So I wasn't going to throw my toys out of the pram at 0-1, but it was just pure, unadulterated fucking joy. And I haven't bounced. There's a little bit of the final whistle. Even our Big Al got carried away. We'll mention to Shane later. But it's just like Nick was near us. K-Stand felt like a K-Stand of the 80s and 90s. For a minute, they will never take that away. That old or young or whatever, we just went apeshit. So, Nathan, hello!
Hello. Thanks for stealing my thunder for that line. But one thing, as like we sold out, we did well. Well, I say we sold out. Barney had one left, so I'm disappointed he didn't go and try and sell that after the game. But the last thing I said, as I came over to see you before I went in, the last thing I said to you both was, "In Malassia we trust." And at the time, I said it with a pinch of salt, because when we saw the team come out, and I was like, it made me nervous. Because I was like, obviously Martinez isn't fully match fit, and I was like, that's a big call to make. But honestly, he was brilliant. Wan-Bissaka was brilliant. Shaw, everyone was brilliant.
The guy is kicking. And we have to mention.
Yeah. Oh well, Martial, obviously. I think, you know, I still stand by what I said the other night for that game. For that game, Nick shaking his head. For that game, I thought he did well. But today he was shocking. And obviously, if you don't know, I make notes. But there was a point, he wasn't pressing the ball, he wasn't doing anything. There was one where it was pumped up to him and he got a head on it, but then he just did no pressuring whatsoever of the keeper. And the whole crowd went up and gave him shit. And then where I'm sat, I'm behind one of the cameramen. And you can see what's on the actual telly. Like, it shows the streaming of what's on telly. And it went straight to a shot of Veghurst in the crowd with his kids watching the game. And I was like, if that moment doesn't sum up to him what we expect of him to do, that is a perfect opportunity. He's seen that and seen the crowd go up on him and say, you need to be pressing. And I know there's the stats are saying that that's what he does, but that's a perfect opportunity for him to see that and go, that's what I need to do.
I'm being cruel, but I said when Rashford, and I thought that Rashford was carrying that groin injury. I mean, if he carried that in the second half, how good is Rashford getting that he had a knock and he did that in the second half? But I said Rashford with his groin in the last 5 minutes was still running faster than Martial. Now, like, beating a... But I tell you what, the great thing... Like, we're allowed to dream. United is about dreaming ambition. And me, Shane, old Paul have been talking about where's Europa League and Champions League finals next season. And like, but it's like he is going, you're with me or you won't. And he's making brave, bold decisions repeatedly. Taking Martial off, because we don't know what the reaction. It might piss Martial. We're not caring about that. But it might go to Martial. You're back again. Here we go again. But we are back here again with Martial. He is not going to, like, I think in his head. No. We got to say the one. No. Right. Then that's done today. We've got to talk about the 80 minutes that preceded it. And he was a proportion of that first half where you go, I think Martial goes tonight and goes, I did my best. We're not questioning. That is his best. Anyway, exactly right. Fuck's sake. But that's right. No, but Shane, the emotion, sum up. Come on.
Yeah, it was just, I think, I couldn't hear everything you all said there, but I'm sure it's all the same for all of us. You know, Old Trafford, you know, it's great going to United. It's great. Never tire of it. But, like, you very rarely see Old Trafford like that. And I think, particularly at the end, like, it was a good atmosphere all day, I thought, but particularly at the end, and the second goal in particular, the goon in our bit, which I'm sure was around the stadium, was, I don't think I've seen it like that at Old Trafford for a good few years. So yeah, I think like everything we've said about the resilience and this team and the improvement, and the manager has to take a massive credit today. You know, I thought he set us up well in the first half. People get frustrated and say, you know, we've got to get into them and this kind of stuff. But they created very little in the last third for all the possession they had. Okay, the second half, you know, they did put us on the rack a little bit and forced it. But at the end of the day, you know, okay, they went ahead. But the big test was, it makes it even better, is the fact that we come back from that. Well, not only do we come back, I was resigning myself to think, you know, a draw would be a really, really good result in a circumstance today. And then the manager and the team sniff blood. Like, it's a fact that, like, no, we've got these, they're rattled, and we went for it. And I think, like, the Garnacho sub, like, you know, all right, he might have had to make a change, but he brought him on with 20 minutes to go. There was a lot to lose still in that game, and he made the gambles early, and it paid off. And I think the manager has to take a lot of credit for that.
But also, I think there's some games at Old Trafford where you go, you know, attack, attack, attack. Today was about keeping possession and saying, we didn't keep the ball. But it's like learning through games like this. And then pure passion.
Just one thing before we go to it, just on the crowd side. You know, there's fellas in my block that have seen it all, won everything. We're like kids today, literally like kids at the end, nervous wreck, celebrating as though we'd won the league, whatever. And that's what it's all about. And a team that can do that is
well, in our betting
brilliant.
Case, Dan, there's Nick, there's Eddie who came today. There's women, there's old, there's young, there's very old. And we're all at the end, like almost proper emotion. That is pure joy. Pure, like, we've deserved this, though. We've waited years for this. I've waited even longer because Nick had my ticket for the last time. But I've waited.
Oh, let it go. There's no negatives today.
We've waited. Yeah, Liam.
Quick word for the podcast. Come on. What did you do when the winner went in?
Liam, talk about...
Jason.
How
are
you doing? What did I do when the winner went in? Limbs.
One word.
Best in Old Trafford for years.
Yeah. Just saying that, I'd say walking out, absolutely buzzing. Best I felt walking out there for 10 years. Easy.
Nick?
What he said. I don't think it's any... It doesn't get much better than that, does it? Coming from behind, right at the death. Unless you get it any later. But...
We'll feel a bit tired, like drained. You know, before. You know, it's a great one when you feel tired.
I do think we were lucky for that first goal. I think it was down in the corner where I am, and I think on another day that could easily. Rashford was 100% offside, and we were lucky, but who cares? But I think we were 100% the better team. Like in the first half. I think overall we were. I do think we were overall. And I think I'm not totally
convinced on that. But it doesn't matter.
I think the thing is we had a lot more chances. We reduced that. I don't remember. I don't remember De Gea making a save.
That's what City are. They want a pretty pass, and make them wear eyes. We won the game by going for it. You know, like we didn't. Even at 1-1, which was great, we didn't sit back. We went for it. And Garnacho again was fantastic.
Yeah,
like
Garnacho.
I mean, he's got it. Yeah, he keeps it. Ben, hello.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head at the beginning. I mean, those moments, what you go for, aren't they? And it was absolutely, you know, it was brilliant. I mean, Liverpool was good at the start of the season. That took it to another level. And, you know, even if we've got to obviously be a bit realistic about where we're at before everyone starts talking about the quadruple. But I think psychologically it was massive. After what happened at the Etihad, he's shown that, you know, we don't need to be scared of him. I think working back, like the first half for me, I was pretty pleased with it at half time because after what they'd done to us the last couple of years at Old Trafford and the last 2 years at their place, we just had to stay in the game until half time. Yeah. We didn't, you know, we had the best chances. I thought we lacked conviction when the chances came in the first half. But what I thought we did really well was we just disrupted them. We stopped, they couldn't get the passing going. They were misplacing passes because we were about them. So I was happy with that.
Yeah.
Second half, I did think they came out the better team for probably, and I thought their goal had been coming when they scored.
I think it's because we were saying this in the ground. Martial comes off and obviously he was terrible. We all agree he was awful. But Bruno goes up top and he goes out in the midfield, and then they started to dominate him more. And then they came into the. And then you saw the subs that came on, Garnacho came on, and Bruno ended up dropping back into midfield, and we looked more compact again, and he got on the ball, and it's no coincidence. I thought he today,
to be fair, you
probably
called that, didn't you?
Yeah,
you did say
he was man of the match today. Not necessarily might have been the best player on the pitch, Bruno, because of what he actually impacted on the game. He was proactive. He was fucking brilliant with his passing in the first half. His distribution was great. His tackling was great. He was fired up.
But
he was measured.
Imagine
he was
playing
he wasn't emotional
Bruno,
playing the game.
Imagine playing against. I do think the ref helped us by not giving yellows early. Yeah. It sort of allowed us to think we could take a few more fucking liberties than it could. I will say, like, going back to that point of how we've been done by these lot, how we've left this ground by both of them, you know, like Fortress Old Trafford.
I didn't go to the game of the NCR. I was in a pub in Didsbury, probably 50-50. You know, I felt physically sick at half time in that game. It was dreadful just to be surrounded by it. So today was like, you know, it was a bit of a what's the word I'm looking for?
An antidote.
Redemption to some degree, yeah. And you know, because it just shows that we're not. They are still a better team than us, you know, we've got to be realistic, but the progress he's made since that game is unbelievable. And if he can continue like this, if he can start bringing in his own players, the way he's improved everything, I know we say it on every podcast, but, you know, I haven't felt this positive for a long time. And like you talked about the derby where Nick did you out of your ticket to just before COVID. That was great, but it felt like a good result in isolation. Yeah. This feels like a good result in the context of going somewhere again.
Well, we've seen, I did say, like, Nathan will feel vindicated, but the last defeat we had, I think Ronaldo started, was you know, like, and we're free of Sue chance for starters. So we're scoring that goal tonight and we're just fucking, no, but that's it. But it's like, we know when. I don't think we're getting carried away with ourselves. I think we know where we are, but still, we are. This cliche, it is a process, and the process is moving at a pace. If you'd have said, keep referring back to Brentford and Rashford, I will say, Rashford went 17 goals up to Brentford without scoring a game. He's now on 17 games, sorry, without scoring. He's now 16 goals already this season. Is it three times as many as that?
How, you know,
fair fucks.
How good is it for a lad from Withyshaw to score a winner in the derby with all the players from all over the world on the pitch?
Could have seen his arse because he was getting a lot of shit. He was going to. Oh,
because he
wasn't,
you know.
Yeah, some of it wasn't. I don't know.
Well, not the stuff, maybe not the stuff about what he was doing off the pitch and stuff. That, but, you know, at times, his work rate and his effort levels weren't much above Martial. Yeah. That's got to be said. You know, he, for whatever reason, he looked like a player who was in a massive rut and. You know, we had confidence he was going to get out of it, and now look at him.
Who's got any? Has anyone got any goal damage? Nick's got any from the goal? Any damage? Any cuts, bruises, shin splints? The bruise will come out tomorrow.
We had keys. A set of keys were missing our block. So after goal, we just sort of semi calmed down. And there was this, like, Conor Malab was waving a pair of keys in the air, and everyone's no. Some bloke from about five rows back goes, "Fuck me, they're mine." I don't know how they got down there.
You've got injured, haven't you?
Oh yeah, Matt. I think I can feel my jeans are stuck to me. So I feel like there might be some
that
blood
might
that's coming
out.
That
might just be the rain of the last few. Shane went, oh, we got wet on the way of doing a pub crawl earlier.
You're twisting that. Oh, I said we got wet, but then I put it in perspective that we didn't have to stand out and it said it like
you
did.
Do your hate of the week quickly.
Well, I'm going to do a love of the week first, because it's a day of love. Manchester United pulled up, but I think player-wise, they get slagged off a lot. Fred and Wan-Bissaka today were both superb, and they both get a lot of grief. So I think it's, yeah.
And you could see Fred's energy, why he put him in today. I do love Fred. I have a love-hate, not like Gamora, but I love Fred.
I
love Fred more than I hate Fred.
I think I had a couple of hates on the tram back in. I can't remember what they are now. One of them was foot-long hot dogs. Foot-long hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Which I love a hot dog, and I like, but... Like, where did footlock hot dogs come from? Where, like, the roll should equal the hot dog. Like, I don't want fucking more hot dog outside the roll than in it. And it's just, it's a very odd concept. And whether it come from Germany, whatever, sell hot dogs that fit the fucking rolls.
Like, slagged me moaning about my hate of the week. No, but he's slagging me off for saying about Martial. And we've just won the derby, and you're talking about a hot dog size.
Yeah, but he asked for a hate of the week. That's it. It's like, I'm not going to say
Big Al. Big Al got so excited, he announced the subs early.
Half time, and not more than toddlers. We're not talking teenagers here doing a penalty. So you imagine these kids, it's their, like, their moment on the turf of Old Trafford. The first hate is Fred the Red saved more than he let in. And they're little kids, like, you know, he didn't even dive over them and then started giving it all to scoreboard. You know, look, I've saved a goal. So he like, which I'm not proud to say, but I did abuse. Like, you can't, the kids. You know what I mean? Like, it's a bit. And then one poor kid.
Man abuses mascot.
Yeah. And then one poor kid come up and he, you know, each time, which player is your favourite player? Marcus Rashford. He hooked the ball wide, and the kid was no more than five or whatever. He hooked the ball wide, and then, you know, the voice of Old Trafford announces, in quite a sarcastic tone, sorry Al, if you're listening, is like, Well, it's a taking part that counts, isn't it, folks? No, raises eyebrows. It's a kid's moment, like, fucking let him take it again, you know, call it. There's no need for this.
Shane's son Connor now brought in. What did you make of that today? I'm not going to ask you what you made about your dad's rant then. What were you doing when he was ranting then?
Fucking, I was just stood there. Atmosphere was one of the best I've ever seen it. Easy, easy, easy.
You took a video of the goal. Yeah. We want to see that because there's Shane on his own jumping up and down. I
loved it, Shane.
Is it bad to say? Like, I felt tearful.
I did. I wondered. It was.
To be fair, I did it full time.
And I would love to say. If I'm being honest, I'd love to say, oh, I got to watch it with my lad. But for that moment, I didn't see Connor. He was off with someone else. There was old fellas, literally, we were people hugging each other in our bit today that wouldn't normally even say a word to each other, and it was just fantastic. Like, to see it.
When the alarm went off at 4:42 this morning, I'm cursing the train's been cancelled.
4:42? What? Let's just stop there.
Because do you know why? Douglas Adam, meaning of life, is 42. So I thought, don't make it for 4:40. Make it because it'll be a good day. Then it was pissing down. Then the train was cancelled, and I think today the Zen is fucking great. Right, come on, Jason.
No, well, my train was cancelled as well, Barney.
Did you think it would be a bad day?
Well, it wasn't a great start to the day, but look, I'm the eternal optimist, as you know. So,
today, obviously, Ten Hag.
Great. Just today, best day I've had watching United for easy 10 years.
Same here, yeah.
That's what it's all about.
That's a draw.
No, but I do think it's the most fun I've had. Like, I thought we said for Fulham, Garnaccio's winner made me buzz. But I felt there's a stage when you reach my age where you celebrate a goal so much, I actually think, do I need to get a blood pressure machine or something? Because I'm going, like, I'm out of breath. I've got pins and needles. No, seriously. Like, I'm taking deep breaths. Well, I haven't even recovered from the first fucking goal. And I'm taking deep breaths.
I was thinking after the second one, I'm going to have to go home for a lie down. That was my first thought.
Okay. But that's why the tram was so flat coming in. Because I've said before, Turin, when we won at Turin, everyone went out and I said, I've got to go to the hotel because I felt like I played the game. Thank fuck I hadn't. But I didn't go out that night because it's so tight. That's what United is all about.
Connor's got younger, got a different perspective. But as an old git, we have been blessed. And you could say, and there's lots of people which understandably say, we've seen it all. Like, we literally have won the lot. There's not a song building up here. I'm not going to start singing. But we have won it all. And you kind of think, in some ways, I remember going back to like 99 thinking, it will never, ever be this good again. But actually, in that moment of that...
It's about
moment today, in its time, that felt as much like Barcelona as it did anything else. And that's what I love about United.
I've said before, Barcelona, like, dear Robert, you know, lost. He said, that's it, I'm done. But I said, it will never be the same as that, but it can be differently great. And Moscow was differently great. This, imagine we had... I'm getting carried away. We had Scaffold Reds, which I regret I wasn't on a scaffold that next day. Imagine when we do win the next league.
Well, this season.
Well,
I'm wanting a beer.
Oh, Paul. No, but imagine if we win the league soon. I'm getting carried away now. Soon.
there's the eternal optimist.
But apparently, same one came up before the game, and he went, if Arsenal lose tomorrow and we beat them next week, we're joint top. And we got a big Palace.
Do you reckon? Yes. Is that the eternal optimist or are
we? No, I'm deadly serious with you. Why not? Who's better than us at the minute? Who's better than us?
We're the team in form, aren't we?
I'm not saying
we are really now. We go to a specific pub because it's quiet to do the pod. You can get a lovely pint of Guinness and it's easy to get served. It's not plastic glasses, so roll on the revolution. Liam, come on, you've got to speak. Are we getting carried away?
Yes.
But was today one of the best in years and years? Even last few years. We've beaten Liverpool this season. We've beaten Arsenal this season.
And by the way, who's better than us?
Palace on Wednesday has feel better today.
So how many bite? Carried away or not, how many think we're at? There's how many of us are there? 6, 7, 8, 9. How many think we're in a title race?
Obviously,
seriously.
We're 100% in a title race.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
We've been top four.
Ask me in a week.
If we win the next two games.
But with 12 minutes to go. I was thinking at least Haaland hasn't scored the streak of paralysed piss.
This is a conversation to have in a week's time.
Okay. Yeah, but if you can't get carried away after that.
You get carried away when you actually got a fucking trophy.
Can you imagine Pep stewing?
He's already has been.
We've got the better ball bastard. Shane is adamant we got the better polo top. Is it, what is it called? Turtleneck. Is that the
turtleneck? I call it a roll neck.
I thought you'd wear one today.
Yeah. Well, I think we'd be, like, basically, Barney's offered to wear in May, if we do win one trophy, Barney's offered to sell in a turtleneck and Speedos.
That's totally lying. Right, do you know what family of animals is the llama part of? I watched the chase yesterday.
Camel.
Yeah, we got the camel. I never knew that. We got a straight. I thought they'd ponder this. Right.
I didn't know that. I might get the hump.
Oh, fuck. Right, Mickey. How many rows ahead did you go when we scored?
2. Yeah. Fell down a lot of them. People bundling behind me as well, taking me further.
That's a great word, bundling.
Yeah, can't whack a good bundle, can you? Like, 2 in 4 minutes is even better.
I've said this before, if United was a drug, those moments, I would literally, we're in a back street in the Northern Quarter, go to someone and go, I want that drug now. And I want it 30 more times today. And I go, argh. And I would take, to feel like that, it's better than having taken a few drugs in my... That feeling there is so much better.
I've probably not done as many drugs as you,
but... All right, fucking hell, yeah. For future evidence.
Not recently, anyway.
No, fucking mine are medicinal now, unfortunately.
You're a walking tablet machine, you are, aren't you?
He's a pest dispenser.
But so, are we getting carried away or what? Go on, Ben, you're the pragmatist.
Well, when you say we get... Like you said, if we win the next two games, then maybe we are in the title race. Can we win the league? I don't think so.
I think Nathan said it on the Metro lot. Let's go and win Wednesday night lot.
I think Wednesday's the one that, like, obviously next weekend is a big game, but Wednesday feels like it could be a slip up, purely just based on the high that we're on today. And then they've got to get up again for the next one next weekend. And this one, because this is sort of like, it's they knew they were going to have to play it at some point, but it's just sort of been put on them. And Palace away is never easy.
But they're not very good as well.
No, I know.
We're beating teams we used to struggle, who aren't very good.
But it feels like it'd be typical of us to slip up in that game.
I'll tell you what...
That's as negative as I'm going to get.
I think on the title race question, we should be competing for the title every season, regardless. So can we win it? I don't think we can personally, but
who's going to win it?
I still think City will probably win it, but listen, if we're competing for the title, if we're in the race, then surely top four takes care of itself. You know, we should be like, let's be in the mix, and then we're not worrying about coming
forward. Coggy's joined us, where he's on a cruise ship. Where are you now?
He's in the Caribbean.
He's in the Caribbean, oh, for fuck's sake. He's showing us, like, the Key West, Key Largos. It's not...
That's Pennington Flash, isn't it?
The one thing, well, two things. Pep would be worrying about us today. So Pep changed their tactics. That's a changing dynamic. And you don't get from, I don't think, and Leicester did, but I don't think you get from E or F to A straight away. So what you do is you go, win the League Cup. Win. I'm gutted it's only 3,000 points, but win the fucking League Cup. Then strike on.
Probably what you do is you just keep winning and winning, and then you see where you are, don't you? If we can keep winning games, then at some point you might have to say, yeah, we are in the title race, we are genuine contenders. My personal view is it's a little bit early to be saying that just yet. But then again, probably if you said they're sitting in the title race and then they're favourites to win the title, you'd say, yeah, and they're only a point ahead of us.
So that's what I was going to say.
But we are only halfway.
But also go with, and this is under Glazenomics, so I know they did what they usually do. They got a bit desperate. We owe £300 million on transfers. But imagine, and I know this leads to the next one, you've all heard me say it, like, but imagine this under new owners. Clearly, we've got, and we've got the manager who's in the ascendancy. Finally, we've not got one on the down. What's Coggy's point?
Sorry, international Reds. Coggy's saying that on the TV, Casemiro's walking off with a smile on his face, and he said, after all he's won, all the Champions Leagues everywhere and everything, Casemiro.
Good point, Coggy.
Varane was absolutely buzzing coming off.
Fucking me and Nick were pretending to do fucking this.
But he literally came over, Varane at the end, and he was like going like, way, 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 with his fist pump, and it was just... We joked, didn't we, for months about the only fist pump at the end of the game. We were like, that's what we live for. We live for that only fist pump.
Another thing we noticed towards the end, Casemiro was taken off. They had a corner, I think, and he was off to the sideline. He was literally trying to elbow the physio out of the way to get back on the pitch. Yeah. He was desperate to get back on that pitch.
I love it. I love so many. But you made the point. We've gone from disliking or having a love hate.
10 out of 11 this time last season.
And now, Martinez with G'd up. Garnaccio gets me going. Wan-Bissaka we're in love with again. Fucking Malacia tries his hardest. There's a lot of smiles now.
If you want to look at, you know, the impact he's had, look at the two right backs. I thought we had the two worst right backs in the league a year ago.
Hang on.
They look like proper players now.
Yeah. I've got to say one thing. I've got to say, I hadn't twigged. So we asked Digger the score.
Yeah, for
the third podcast on the trot, Derek Gardner. Derek Digger is in his 80s. For the third podcast on the trot, he's got the score bang on and said Rashford will score. And I can't remember. Who did he say he'd score the other goal?
He's not listening.
No. He's not listening.
Do you know what as well? Another massive point to make is... A year ago, if City go 1-0 up, it's game over.
Sure.
The fact that we can go behind, and all right, we might have had a bit of luck, whatever, but we've gone behind, we've stayed in the game, we've come back to win it. Yeah. I mean, that would not have happened.
That was the thing. Can we respond, you know, if we go a goal down? Because this run that we're on, it's been pretty good. But we keep going in front first, we keep getting the first goal, which is lovely, not complaining. But how would we respond against a top team going 1-0 down?
I know, like under Ollie, we were coming from behind a lot, but not against a team as good as City.
Yeah.
You know, to go behind, you know, but when they've gone one ahead against us in the last 3-4 derbies, we've crumbled and fallen apart. And that didn't happen today. You know, I'll be honest, at 1-0 down, I couldn't quite see how we were getting back into it until it happened. But we stayed in it. Yeah.
We didn't go two. Well, my fear would always go one down early. For once, and now going forward, hopefully, it's them thinking about us, how we approach games and start thinking the belief, because it's so much about confidence, and there will be bad mishaps ahead.
Nick doesn't believe he didn't believe, but we had City. And we had Villa, really, which was a kick in the butt. I still think there's another one of those in. But to be in the mix, to be where we are in this state, to be where he's going to have to, like, probably lose the FA Cup, because you cannot play this, the amount of games we've got.
Well, we'll see, won't we? But I mean, the bottom line is, I think if you'd asked anyone around this table at the start of the season, forget what the club would say, we'd have said, Ten Hag's first season, if he can get us back in the Champions League and win a trophy, that's a brilliant season. Now, we're three games away from winning a trophy, and it looks fairly favourable. I think if it ends up as a Newcastle in the final, that will be tough.
It's massive.
As we know, they're a tough team to play against. But,
and they want to win something even more than we do, don't they?
They certainly want to win something.
There's a whole generation that have
never
seen
them win. So that won't be easy. But you know, we've got three trophies that we're going for. If we can get that one won, and you know, forget the title for a minute, we're looking in a very good position to finish in the top four. That's a great season. And anything beyond that, it's a massive bonus, because it's well ahead of schedule.
As you say, in a week's time, it could be in the title.
But Ben,
that's how we see it.
But that's bang on. But go forward, as I do, scarred, like, now thinking, like, as today happened, like we were saying after the game, for 10 minutes, has that happened? Did Brentford happen? But to go then after the two games, you know, the shit he was getting, fucking talk shite and all that going for him. Because we'd always say, like, he needs 3 years now. But after Brentford, to get us in this, and again,
even the Etihad game, like, that was in that run, wasn't it? And it's like,
he got that wrong. He got it wrong. But all managers get things wrong. The fact that he's got it so wrong on that day, and the next time we played him,
but the thing is, at the time, he was still so new in that role. But he didn't know all the players.
He might say Marshall's got.
I don't think he understood really truly what we all thought of Fred and McTominay. And after that, he realised what we all thought, and Casemiro comes back into
the
side.
The issue was Casemiro was probably not quite matched.
Yeah.
Casemiro should have probably played in that game. And they fucking told us a new one, didn't they? Let's be honest. They ripped through us.
That thing is, that is short-term pain, and if we can learn from that, and he knows that they're not good enough, or Fred's used in certain roles, and McTominay's got to come on for set pieces for the final 3 minutes to try their balls away, or whatever his plan was for him, then great. And as you quite rightly said, well, he's sussed Martial out now. Now he's off. They dragged him off at half time. It wasn't either you got 60 minutes,
but that's
it was
so great.
At half time. And it's like, no.
It's a brave.
Is it brave, though? I don't think it's brave.
No, not into it. But it's brave in terms of. Yeah, I think it's brave in terms of where the match is. We weren't losing.
This is what I want you to do for this start. You're doing this now. I want you to do this.
I think it's brave in terms of the fact that it looked like Rashford wasn't fully fit, because
say he'd gone down 5 minutes later.
Then that's great. It's brave.
But we waited. I know Jose used to shit the bed sometimes, but not often with us. More at Chelsea. But for United, for years, even with Fergie, we'd sometimes criticise him, saying you're only making a sub. We certainly said it, Ollie. Why wait till 75 minutes? Make your changes early. Like even at City, like fuck that, but 10 minutes in, make your change. Anyway,
make any form of substitution time.
In our last pod after the game, I thought mine and Nathan's soliloquy, or whatever it's called, was very enjoyable in the out of the rain on Tuesday. But we ended up in the pub, and because we're so used to music, did you notice we just almost had a whisper? Did you hear it back? And almost like we're whispering because we're so used to music.
What, on Tuesday?
Yeah, you heard it back.
You started talking and you were like, so what are we going to talk
whispering
about?
Whispering Bob Harris.
Like ASMR or whatever it's called, like just on the podcast. Like.
But I'm buzzing now. I'm really like, but I want to relive that. I want it again.
I feel like
Nathan, feed me it.
I feel like we've said everything that needs to be said. I think first half, I think if we're going to summarise now,
let's just get pissed.
First half, I think we did, like my City mate who put, like you said before, he said, oh, we only had 29% possession. But I think in the first half we let them have all the ball, but it was like the halfway line was the point. It was like, you can have it in that other half, do what you want with it. And we weren't letting them do anything. Yeah. They were just passing it back, and they were passing it back to the goal. And then whenever they were trying to do something, Fred and stuff like that were putting them on pressure, and they were making mistakes. And I've not seen them in a long time put the ball out so much.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, because they did fuck all with it.
A good manager will adapt to his player.
But
we said Carlin not to put it on his head, not that give a fuck. He's baffling. Like
Alan. Just confusion moment of the week when they started singing Harland, how's your dad? I turned to the lad next to me and went, who's Alan? I think I'm going to go at Keegan.
But we liked get your tits out for your tits out for the lads
against Calvin Phillips. He was laughing and Grealish was pissing himself. They were right in front of us warming up, and I said so look at Grealish, he's laughing his head off.
Right, shall we do any last things, and we'll do one word to everyone and then we're going to get drunk.
Last question.
Very drunk. And I've got very drunk.
Last question, I've got it for Nathan. Because Nathan's very vocal in our WhatsApp group, and I'm not having a go, this isn't me having a go. But I want to know, after today, you said that the Saudis take us over, that's it, you're done. How do you cope with that after something like today? That's my question.
Oh, that's quite.
I think it's something I'd still question. I would, because I don't.
It, but I'm saying, how do you cope? And how
right.
Do you,
can
how
I do answer you know? That? Can I answer that for Nathan in terms of how I will as a fanzine? No, because it's going to be asked, and I think it will be a state owner. What I will say is, I will be adamant now, like I was pre the Glazers. I will carry on going. What we will do as a fanzine, and what good, I'm not equivalent as with journalism, but what good writers, not with good writers, but what we do is you challenge, you protest, you bring to the fore, you publicise, you keep. And what is really important is you say to the world, right, and the argument is that they will, that it takes a long time for the Saudis to change their system of brutality, say. So, okay, then that's what we'll say. If you own United, then we will pressurise. That's all we can do. We're a very small fit, but that's what I will do. And that's if that happens tomorrow, that's what I'll say. We'll protest, we'll bring to attention, like we did with the Glazers. And if they say that change takes time, okay, then I might not be around, but you'll be around. Then we'll keep them at the fore. But I think that's a fucking unfair question to ask, right?
What he said.
You fucking build him out there. He was squirming around on trial there. I had him in a corner and you bailed him out.
You had a go at...
We're friends with that bastard for 15 years.
You had a go at me about bringing the mood down with Martial. Right, can I just say, there's a hope. Like, Tony Soprano comes back, he buys United... No, because we'd definitely get whacked. Who do we want to...
I know I'm at the show, but...
Who do we want to own United?
Martinez.
Martinez,
I want him to own.
Casemiro.
Yeah, both of them together.
No, because Martinez is a bit loony. He'd bankrupt United.
Well, he won't give us an interview.
Right, last thing. Please keep the stories coming. Unusual stories, watching United around the world. Been in an incident, been banned, been knocked up, been whatever with United. What did I say?
Knocked up.
No, I mean locked up.
I don't.
glory, Man United. Right. And also, one miserable. Nathan's got a few matches off now. We cannot, in the position we have, bring a new mag out. We cannot bring a new mag out until Leicester. Because we cannot take the gamble and the print costs. So next year, if we're still around, we reach target, we're going to do 7 mags. This year is 6. Boring stuff. But we can't now bring a mag out till Leicester. I'm sorry, people. We just can't. We cannot afford to do it. So we've got a little bit of a break. Nathan, anyway, I'm so happy. Right, last word. One word.
Perfect.
Ecstatic.
One word on today. I'm going round. I'm like Keith Chegwin.
Yeah, you look like him as well. Like. Smashing.
Great, but deteriorating.
One word on today.
Brilliant.
Magnificent.
One word on today.
Ejaculation.
Jason.
How do I follow ejaculation?
Right, don't.
Let's not vote together.
Right, one word.
Oh, fantastic.
I've got six
words. One word.
Ecstatic.
Mouldy. Yeah.
It's mouldy. It's full of mould.
Joy. Joy. Joy, joy, Man United. Cheers, everyone. To the regiment and to people no longer there. You're always in our minds. Fucking get the fuck in.